Last year, a Knoxville resident produced one of East Tennessee's most successful independent films. The film, called That Evening Sun, is now showing in theaters across the nation, and it's winning awards at the South by Southwest Film Festival, as well as festivals in Atlanta and Nashville. I sat down with Larson J., the film's executive producer, and talked about this surprise hit. That Evening Sun is based on a short story by Southern author William Gay. It tells the story of Abner Meacham, a retired farmer trying to reclaim his home from some new tenants.
This is my place, and will be my place till they lay me in the ground.
I'm the landowner now.
I worked too hard and too long. I ain't going down without a fight.
Veteran actor Hal Holbrook plays the film's 80-year-old protagonist. That's just one unusual aspect of this film, an older main character. Executive producer Larson J. says this is actually Holbrook's first leading role.
It was unique. It's different. And when you have somebody who is such a true craftsman in the world of acting, I mean, Hal Holbrook's not a movie star. He's an actor. He's a craftsman. And when you have that talent and you have such a great, compelling story to go with that talent, it seems pretty obviously that it's an opportunity that is worth pursuing. And when you do a film about a 80-year-old man, there's not a lot of actors that can sort of fill that role, and he was the one and only.
Another unusual aspect of this film, it's set in East Tennessee. It was shot on location near Knoxville. Jay jokes about making films in his own backyard. I asked him, with this film's success, could it bring more independent productions to Tennessee?
You know, it can be done, and the sort of myth of, are we going out to the boonies, is over. And the technology jumps that we've had, the amount of crew base that has been brought back to the area and been developed here is certainly breaking down some of those barriers of can it be done. It's now just a matter of putting, I think, the right pieces of the puzzle together on the business and financial side to say that it's attractive to be here. I don't think that anybody can deny that a great product of filmmaking can come out of East Tennessee, whether it be Chattanooga or Knoxville or even the Tri-Cities area. It's just a matter of having the backing and the support of communities and government to help make sure that there's a little push along the way.
Dave Porfiri is a Chattanooga filmmaker, and he's been helping to promote That Evening Sun. Porfiri says this film has a distinctly regional feel, and it had to be shot in Tennessee to capture that.
It really gives you that flavor of the people who live in the mountains of East Tennessee, and I believed these characters, even though one was Australian and one was Hal Holbrook. I believed they were these real people. And to me, that's, such a big part of independent filmmaking. A film like this could not be made in Hollywood. It could not be made through the traditional ways. They would have Hollywoodized it. It would not have had that distinct Southern flavor, geographic flavor to it. So that's just thing that really appeals to me, and it's a shame you don't see more movies like this that reflect, like wine reflects the terroir of where the grapes are grown. You don't see many films that have that filmic terroir.
Tennessee is, of course, the volunteer state. Jay says that's one of the big things that made this film happen. So many East Tennessee residents pitched in.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that people are very excited about filmmaking. It's something that's not of the norm, and they're willing to say, what can I do, and come out. And I think, my experience in Los Angeles and some of the other bigger cities, when you're doing film, it's such an ordinary thing that everybody kind of goes, great, you're going to hire me or I'm not going to help you, and things like that. And here it's, how can I help you first? And then they'll figure it out later. And that's a very Southern thing. It's a very East Tennessee thing of, hi, how can I help? This looks interesting. And then figure out the logistics second.
Many films about the South include stereotypes. Characters wear overalls and pick banjos. Jay says this film gets beyond such two-dimensional storytelling. Dave Porfiri agrees.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, I would go so far as to say, as an armchair critic of the film, that it totally goes against several stereotypes about Southerners, which I really liked. I mean, you really don't – these people, not all these characters do what you think they're going to do by the end of the movie, which is really – nice to see, and I know in talking to the filmmakers that, that they were, in listening to all the stories about how the film was made, I mean, they made a conscious effort to avoid falling into the same, toothless redneck with overalls trap that has been the staple of Hollywood's portrayal of Southerners forever. And
there's no banjos in our film. I can guarantee you that.
As the executive producer, Larson J. was responsible for the business side of this film. But what about beyond the financial aspect? What about the personal? What did J. personally have at stake in this film's success or failure?
Well, I think any filmmaker, especially in the independent realm, I mean, you have, what do you have at stake? You have your reputation at stake. You have your, a lot of times you have your finances at stake and your company and your people and, I mean, everything. It would be one thing if we didn't have a great product to show at the end of it. I mean, it'd be awful to work for 2 years and have a really mediocre film and you'd be done. But you sort of have to throw it all on the line and say, this is the right path and work harder than you've ever worked before and figure out how to bring it to life. And then, and when audiences see it and when you get the reaction and you hear the feedback and the people's reaction to that piece of cinema, it certainly makes it all worth it. There's a business side certainly that always has to be taken care of, but there's certainly an emotional side that when you see a packed house of people and whether it be Chattanooga or Seattle or London, that reaction is universal, and that's what's really cool about it.
That Evening Sun is playing in theaters across the nation, including Chattanooga. More information about this film is available online, www.thatEveningSun.com. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.